what can we do to increase sales? Step number one, the first thing is Facebook and Google advertising. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, Dave, Facebook and Google advertising, that's expensive. I don't have the money to hire an agency. I don't have the money to run ads that costs tens of thousands of dollars each month. Well, candidly, yes. If you went with an agency and you had high-level creative work done and you invested a lot of money in putting the ads up every month, that's really kind of dumb money. You just threw ads at the wall and saw what stuck. It would be really expensive for you to do that. I think you can, regardless of your budget, run Facebook ads and test them on your own and see if they're working or not. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to set up an ad. I want you to create a decent image, write a really good headline, a really compelling headline, and then I want you to spend $300 or $400 testing that ad to as narrow an audience as possible. Now, when I say a narrow audience, I mean an audience that's made up of your ideal clients, an audience that's made up of people who look just like your best client. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to create the ad and create the headline for the ad. And then I want you to send it to 5 existing clients and say, what do you think of this headline? What do you think of this ad? Get their feedback, tweak it. Then I want you to run the ad yourself, not with an agency. If you don't know how to do Facebook advertising or Google advertising, go to YouTube and watch videos on how to set up a Facebook ad account and a Google ad account. And then test these ads with $200 or $300 each. If you get a dozen leads from each ad, then they will work for you. I want you to use those ads in a bigger way, invest more money, and see if you get a positive return on your investment. With as little as $1,000 a month, you can do really good Facebook and Google ads if you narrow your target audience and you do the testing correctly. So if you want to increase sales, test some Facebook and Google ads. That's step number one. Step number two, this costs you nothing. LinkedIn outreach. Go through every one of your LinkedIn contacts and those people who are in your LinkedIn contacts who have other people in their contacts that are open, exposed, and available to you, ask them for introductions to people that they know who could potentially work with you, people you've seen in their contacts. Give them the reason why. Send them an email, a LinkedIn email that says, I want to meet this person. Here's the reason why. Here's how I can help them. Here's where I can add value. Here's what you can say to introduce me to them. Go through LinkedIn, reach out to people on LinkedIn who you think you can do business with, but do it through people you're already connected to. Step number three, cold email. Write 20 customized cold emails each week. In your subject line, simply state that you'd like to start a relationship with them or ask a question that will provoke them to open the email. And then in your cold email, ask questions that can highlight the pain that they're experiencing. If you hit on the exact pain that the person is experiencing, they will reply back. A good rule of thumb is for every 100 cold emails, you'll get 2 or 3 people who are interested. So if you do 20 a day, each week you're going to get 2 or 3 new leads from your cold emails. I am running a 7-figure business myself, and I still send out 20 cold emails every day to people hoping to connect with them, and I get 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 leads a week as a result. Step number 4, speaking engagements. Start with the low-hanging fruit. There are groups and organizations in your community that need speakers for their meetings. Rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, chambers of commerce, industry trade associations, local chapters of industry trade associations. For example, the Institute of Financial Advisors, their local groups always need speakers. Bar associations, their local groups always need speakers. I want you offering to speak at all of these meetings so that you can connect with these people. And when you connect with them, they'll want to do business with you. So do 2 or 3 local speaking engagements a month. You can do these virtually if you want, or you can do them live and in person. People are open to virtual meetings these days. Speaking engagements are critical. Step number 5, a direct mail sequence. I want you sending 20 direct mail letters to people who are your ideal prospective clients each week. 20 a week, that'll make it 80 a month. But here's the thing. You're not going to send the letter one time. You're going to send the letter, wait 2 weeks, send it again. Wait 2 more weeks and send it again. Your direct mail letter should be an invitation for people to schedule a consultation with you, or an invitation for them to get something from you for free that is valuable. If you send them the direct mail letter in a 3-step sequence, you will get 5 or 6 leads for every 100 direct mail letters you send out. You see what we're doing here? I'm teaching you 100 ways to get 1 new client versus 1 way to get 100 new clients. The diversity of marketing is critical for your outreach. It's critical for your opportunity to be successful. Step number 6, I want you to host your own events. This could be as simple as an executive breakfast where you invite all of the leaders of businesses in your community. Invite 30 people to get 10 to show up for the executive breakfast. Invite people to a learn at lunch where you do an educational session at lunch. Every month, you should host a private event where you invite people to attend, and by inviting them to attend, you facilitate a discussion. When you do this, you will be perceived as an industry leader. You will have a high degree of credibility. People will want to do business with you. Hosting these events is a natural way. It's a fantastic way for you to develop a reputation as a leader in your industry or a leader in your community. That's step 6. Step number 7, in what we can do, what can we do? You've asked me in the comments, you asked me, what can we do to increase sales? Step number 7 is writing and posting articles. I want you to write 3 articles a week and post them on LinkedIn. I want you to post them on your website. I want you to offer them to trade associations for their website. Don't worry about duplicate content. You need to get more exposure. Writing articles that are 500 words or more and posting them on websites is a fantastic way to increase sales because it helps develop your credibility. Post them on your website, post them on LinkedIn, and offer them to industry trade associations. Offer them to everyone who needs content. Step number 8, do a joint mailing. Find someone who's targeting the audience that you want to reach. For example, if you're a CPA, you're going to work with a banker. If you're a financial advisor, you're going to work with a mortgage broker. If you're a realtor, you're going to work with a trust and estates attorney or a family law attorney, and you're going to target the audience you want to reach. So let's take the CPA and the banker. You're going to mail a letter as a CPA to all the banker's clients. In fact, what you may do is you may put the mailing together yourself and have the banker mail them out to his clients on your behalf. You pay for the postage, you do the mailing yourself, you just give the letters to the banker and have him mail them out. He'll do the same. He'll address them, he'll put stamps on them, and he'll give them to you, and you put them in the mail to your clients. This is a letter of you endorsing the CPA or you endorsing the banker, vice versa. This joint mailing has a high degree of credibility because it's coming from someone who they know, they like, and they trust, and it introduces the other person to them. It fast forwards the relationship. It immediately boosts the relationship. For every 100 of these that you do, you may get 10 people who's interested in your services, so you're doubling the response rate by doing the joint mailing. I highly recommend this strategy. I think you should start it right away. Number 9, step number 9 is a joint event. you and that same person, the CPA, or you and the financial advisor, or you and somebody who's targeting your ideal client who has the same clients that you have in their portfolio, you do a joint breakfast, or you do a joint learn at lunch, or you host a joint dinner. Doing this is a fantastic way to grow your business, because that person will invite everyone from their network. You'll invite everyone from your network. You'll end up putting 20, 30, 40, 50 people in a room. You can both sell to them. You can both offer your services. People are more likely to come because they have a relationship with you. They're more likely to come because they have a relationship with your joint venture partner. These joint events are money in the bank. I recommend you do these at least once a month as well. Step number 10 is exactly what I'm doing now. Do an educational video. As you know, because you're here on my YouTube channel, I love doing these educational videos. There's over 600 of them as I'm recording this video now. If you're watching it years later, there's probably over 1,000 of them. Each one of these videos is a lead generation machine for me. People watch the videos, they opt in to get free information from me, and eventually they become my client. You should be doing educational videos on YouTube as often as you can. This is one of the best ways to enhance your visibility, develop credibility, and differentiate yourself from everyone else who does what you do. Those are the 10 steps. Now, I've got a killer secret for you, step 11. And step 11, I'm actually gonna give you something for free, and it's a shortcut. I want you to have a system to develop new leads. If you wanna know what you can do to increase sales, you ask me, what can we do to increase sales? Have a system to help you optimize your sales process. I'm giving you a system right now. Scroll down into the description. You'll see a link to a website, revenueroadmapguide.com. Click that link. Put that link in your web browser, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your email information and your phone number to get my free revenue roadmap guide. This is my killer system that will help you increase sales. This system will do all the work for you. You answer the questions, it will tell you what to do next. Download your revenue roadmap guide right now. It's my free gift to you. If you want to learn how to increase sales, watch the other videos in this series. I gave you 11 steps here, but the other videos in this series contain more great ideas just like this. Until next time, I'm Dave Lorenzo. Here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life. Watch those other videos right now. They're right down below. Watch the other videos now. Go ahead. Go there. See you in the next video.